بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Amongst the rights a Muslim brother has over his others is that they should visit him when he is sick. So visiting a sick person is a right that the sick person has over his Muslim brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us in this hadith to visit those who are sick. In one hadith it is mentioned, من عاد مريضا أو زار أخله في الله ناداه مناد بأن طبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا. Whoever visits a sick brother of his, or he goes for a casual visit, then an angel calls out that you have done a very good deed. بأن طبت وطاب ممشاك, you're walking from your house to his place, that walking also is very good. وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا, and your visiting him has caused you to build your home in Jannah. One hadith says that when a person visits his sick brother, then 70,000 angels make maghfirat for the person who is the visitor. If he visits him in the morning, then from the morning right till the evening, 70,000 angels make dua and maghfirat for him. If he goes in the evening, then till the morning they make dua and maghfirat for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a hadith that as long as a person is visiting his sick brother, then he is actually in the gardens or the orchard of Jannat, as though he is plucking the fruits of Jannat till he is sitting there. One hadith is, he is immersed in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he is sitting by the sick person. One hadith is, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question us. Allah will say that when I was sick, you did not visit me. The banda will say, oh Allah, you being sick and my visiting you, anta rabbul alameen, you are Allah, you are rabbul alameen, you don't become sick. Allah says, when my banda was sick, then you did not go visit him. If you went and visited him, you would have found me by him. So there are many blessings and rewards for a person, for us to go and visit the sick person. But having said that, there are certain adab and etiquettes we have to bear in mind when you visit the sick person. Visiting a sick person is very important. Why? It creates a lot of strength and muhabbat between us and the sick patient. He requires some support, some moral support. I remember many years ago, there was a person in one of the hospitals. It was his last few days. Doctors had given up hope. And this person had lost complete hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one friend of mine said, Muhammad, let's go quickly and visit this person. A lot of missionaries had already been visiting him, and it was as though he was losing his iman. So when we went there, we spoke to him. He said, no, Allah is not going to forgive me, definitely, because I lived a terrible life. There is definitely no hope for me, and I can never be going to Jannat. I am doomed for Jahannam, so there is no point in my even dying with iman. In any case, we tried our best. Allah knows best what happened after that. Hopefully he died with iman. But when a person has reached this stage in his sickness, and where doctors have lost hope and he has lost hope, then many times they lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One or two kind words can boost the person up. But very important again, when we go visit the sick person, let us bear in mind the rules and regulations of the hospital. There are certain visitation hours. We ignore those. We take large groups and go, especially in the ICU or the high care. There are strict instructions, no visitors allowed, two visitors allowed, but somehow we will push our way through, we will fight with the nurses, with the security, and we will spend a long time there. This is totally against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one hand we are trying to do something good, but we are not following the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our sitting should be very, very, very brief. To make you understand this, ulama have mentioned, كَجَلْسَةِ الْخَطِيبِ Like how in the Jummah, the Imam gives two khutbah. In between the two khutbahs, he sits for a very brief period. The khutbah might be long, the first and second khutbah. But in between, he sits down for a few seconds. Like that should be our visitation. A poet says, أَدَبُ الْعِيَادَةِ أَن تَكُونَ مُسَلِّمًا وَتَكُونَ فِي أَثَرِ السَّلَامِ مُوَدِّعًا. Like this. You enter, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. By how are you feeling? May Allah give you shifa. And you're out again. In a nice way. Not very fast. The person does not know what you're saying also. But we should not sit there for lengthy periods. And now we're asking his whole history. We take out that chart which the doctors only understand. We don't understand any of that graphs. We try to look what's written on that label, on the drip, as though we have studied in the Royal Medical College. And we begin to question the nurse. And we ask the doctor in front of the patient what's happening. He gives us a heavy terminology. We nod our heads as though we know very well what he is saying. And many times we begin to make the patient lose hope. Perhaps he's got cancer. And now we say, oh, you know, that cancer you've got, it's a very bad one. My other friend had that, he passed away. You are supposed to give the person hope. Shifa is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. When we go there, first check, even though it may be the right time, according to the regulations of the hospital, these are visiting times, but the patient may be fast asleep. Now just because we want him to see our face that we were there, we'll cough, make some noise, knock on the door, open the tap, sit down. This is totally against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The nurse may be busy with the patient. Maybe there's some dressing she has to do. Or the doctor is there. Wait patiently. If we cannot see him, then tell some family member, we have come here, we made dua, Allah give him complete shifa. When we enter, if he's in a position to see us, smile. Stand next to him, recite the masnoon duas. There are many masnoon duas. The most simplest one I can think of now, La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. What does it mean? Don't worry, you will get cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other duas, As'alullah al-azim, Rabb al-arsh al-azim, ayyashfiyak, 7 times. So make those dua, say inshallah, within a few days you'll be back home, you'll be moving again, be fit and healthy. Don't worry, we will make a lot of dua for you. And we can leave. But don't fight and argue with the doctors or ask the doctor in front of the patient what's happening. Sometimes it is an accident case. Now we're sitting there because we are so inquisitive and we want to be the first people to mention to the public what had transpired as though we were present in the accident scene. Now we get every detail from this person. How you drove, what happened, how you saw, who crossed the road. Didn't you see the person coming? He knocked you first or you knocked him? We are causing so much of taklif. Islam is such a beautiful religion. These are little adab that we have to bear in mind. There are many, many more other etiquettes also. If the person is at home, then find out, phone first, which is the right suitable time to visit him. When we go there, obviously they are going to be courteous. And they are going to offer us, you want something to drink, tea or coffee? Then somebody will order tea, somebody coffee, popcorn and cool drink, and now it's like a restaurant. For Allah's sake, we should make dua for the patient, visit him, keep in mind these etiquettes, and then we will see the person becoming healthy again. When we are sick and we are in pain, and Allah save us, give all of us shifa, person undergoes an operation, he's not in a mood of talking or joking. Yes, if it is a very close friend, very close relative, and that patient is feeling very depressed and he wants somebody to sit by him for a longer period, then in that case it is perfectly permissible. Perhaps he's feeling very lonely, there's nobody to see him, so he wants somebody to talk to him. In that case, then you sit, cheer him up. Obviously don't make him laugh so much that he's in more pain. Another very important thing is, whilst we are visiting our family member, we should not be rowdy and disturb all the other patients. Sometimes it's not a private ward, it's a general ward. The other patients also there. It will take us 2 minutes only. Obviously we're going to a male ward and the male is sick. Just 2 minutes. Perhaps the person right next to him is a non-Muslim. Or even if it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, there's no family member, no friend by him standing there. It takes you 2 minutes. How are you feeling? May Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. He's not a Muslim. See, God will give you cure. Don't worry, we're also praying for you. He will get happy. He will see our akhlaq. Perhaps his heart is so soft, he sees that these Muslims are so kind. They have offered me something. And he might even accept Islam later on. May Allah Ta'ala help us to keep the adab of this very important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.